On this episode of Rock Down South, we sit down with rock band Ascendia. We talk all about the return to music, the new single, and much, much more. We hope y'all enjoy. Let's go.
This is Nick from Ascendia, and you're listening to Rock Down South.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rock Down South, your home for rock and country music. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Nick Sakal, lead singer of the hard rock band Ascendia. And these guys have been around for a little while now, but they are back from a hiatus and ready to rock. They have a brand new single out titled This War and a cool new music video to go along with it. So if you're a fan of hard rock music, you are definitely going to like these guys. Nick tells me all about how the band came together, their first album, the evolution of their sound, and a whole lot more. So without further ado, here's the show. What's up, Nick? How you doing today, man?
Mark, fantastic, buddy. Sun is shining. I am 6 feet above ground and don't have that many complaints. So everything's great, buddy. How about yourself?
Hey, man, things are great. Can't complain. You know, nice summer days. Things are good. I'm certainly glad to talk to you. And we're going to be definitely talking about some rock and roll and the band and everything. Sir. And we're down here in Atlanta. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Toronto. Well, just north of Toronto, just about 45 minutes north of Toronto and Markham. But that's where I'm at. Your friends all the way from the north.
Yeah, friends in the north. So you guys, of course, from Canada. Is the whole band originally from Canada?
Yeah, man. We all were born and raised in the same town. In fact, we've known each other for over 20 years because we actually went to the same grade school. So before we even started the music, we were friends, man. So it's been a long, long journey for us.
You have all original members still?
Yes, sir. I mean, we've had, some people in and out, but me, John, and Billy have been through it all. So yeah, we're the three musketeers in a sense.
So tell me a little bit about the background. Let's get into that since we're talking early on. The three of you guys, main guys, started out in your small town. Was it this high school band that went from there, or had that look?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, in the long and the short of it, it's pretty humble beginnings. Like I said, me, John, and Billy were friends long before we even embarked on the music journey. We would always walk over to the local music store here. It's called Long McQuaid, which is like your Guitar Center down in the States. And we've spent hours and hours in this music store, just picking up instruments, making noise, and being those kids, and the journey kind of started from there. We were walking home one day and I just started to sing. Not my intentions were just basically, to pass some time. And obviously John and Billy heard something that I didn't. So from there, they actually basically looked at me and said, "Hey, we're starting a band and you don't really have a choice." I said, "All right, let's roll with it." Without my knowledge, they signed us up for this battle of bands. And from what I can remember, there was like 30 or 40 bands. I had never been on stage. In fact, none of us have been on stage. I've never taken a vocal lesson in my life. This was pretty much like, a fish out of water kind of situation. Lo and behold, we won the thing. And from these battle bands that we kept playing, we won a lot of free recording time, which kind of segued into our first record. So if it wasn't for these battle bands, we pretty much wouldn't have our first record, which was released in, forgive me, I think 2016. That's kind of how we started and how the first record came to be, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've listened to that record, The Lion and the Jester, 2015, I think.
You got that right, man. Yeah, so I guess your next question is going to be, why was there such a long period of time before the first and second record?
Well, besides, global pandemics and things that take up a lot of time like that and borders shutting down, besides that, maybe there's other things.
Yeah, so honestly, it wasn't intentional. When we put our first record out, we had no idea what we were doing. We pretty much produced it ourselves, recorded it ourselves, and we made some waves online in the prog power scene, right? And that was pretty natural, only because at the time, that's what we were listening to. We grew up listening to bands like Dio, Black Sabbath, Kiss, Whitesnake, and we loved our prog power as well. So naturally, that's kind of what you know, we were playing. And you mentioned Atlanta, and it turned out just towards the end of our release, we got invited over to Atlanta to play Proc Power, which is probably the biggest Proc Power festival in the States, which was a freaking blast. And that really gave us an identity. Now, shortly thereafter, we did a few tours, which kind of led us into like 2017, 2018. Now, at that point, me, John, and Billy were kind of, we were all on different wavelengths musically, and we just couldn't really button down what we wanted to write. So, you know, it just took time, and that's the truth. We kind of weren't really on the same page. Ultimately, you know, one day, a light bulb went off, and the rest is history. We're finally writing music that we wanted to write, and it's refreshing. Anytime you write something or put art together and you feel refreshed and excited about it, it's a good sign. So that's kind of where we're at now, Mark.
Yeah. Because I was listening to the new single that you guys put out recently, This War.
Yes.
And I was liking that one a lot. Tell me about that song, man.
Yeah, man, that was, you know, in a nutshell, that song itself was one of the earlier, you know, songs that we had, you know, written as a demo. And we had a totally different direction for it and what the theme was and such. But ultimately, we buttoned down that this song was about internal struggle. You know, each one of us wakes up in the morning and we've each got, you know, we've got our own problems to deal with. It could be minor, it could be huge, but nonetheless, we're all dealing with something. And this song is just a reminder to keep pushing through, keep fighting, because, you know, the day is not over, basically. You know, you've got another day coming, and the sun's going to come up again, as they say.
Yeah, it's a fun song. It's a good song. I like that one a lot. I was listening to it, and it sounds remarkably different than the last album that you guys put out. You know, this is more straight ahead, active rock. And, you know, I listened to that last album. It was a lot more symphonic, a lot more metal, like you said, progressive.
Yes.
And that album, I mean, it had a pretty dark tone to it, if I can remember correctly.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And that's purely intentional. You know, when that big lull we had from, you know, 2016 or 2017 till now, we all changed as individuals. We changed as musicians. We learned new things. We're inspired by different things. And quite frankly, life sometimes tends to kick you in the ass. And we've all experienced so many different things, man. Heartache, mental health issues, addiction. It snowballed. Which really allowed us to put pen to paper and really, it was almost like therapy for us to write this record. So that's just all those emotions and experiences have been poured into this record. And I think as a few more singles come out, you'll start hearing that and seeing that as well.
Okay. So it's going to be more of This War kind of vibes and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, like, I know we always, it is an extreme difference, but you will hear nuances of our past in there. You know, as much as we made such a drastic change, we are still who we are. Like I said, that Prog Power scene and all that, you know, we love those bands still, and it gave us an identity, which is important. I believe that every band needs an identity, no matter where it came from. So that's our identity, and that's where it starts. And I believe that deep down inside, there's still nuances of it in our music. It's just kind of sprinkled on top, but it definitely is not as obvious from our first record.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, This War, it's still kind of a darkish song, but it's nothing like the last album, which I listened to. The only kind of positive or upbeatish songs on there were Faded Away and My Last Song, which had maybe a slightly different vibe to them.
Yeah, man. And again, like the biggest difference from the last record and this song, we joined forces with Canadian producer Gavin Brown, who was an absolute blessing. What we tended to do is we always are hunting for the best hook, the best melody, right? But we tended to veer away and not give much importance to the message we were trying to portray and the words. There's a story to be told. And that's where Gavin came in, and he really pulled that out of us. And words are important. And what are you trying to get? You know, what are you trying to say to your fans? What are you trying to say to people? And we didn't know how to do that first time around. So a lot of our first record was a lot of, dare I say, fantasy, but it wasn't literal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
this record is definitely more literal, and we're conveying a message across for sure.
So maybe a little bit more positive in the lyrics. Dare I say, do you have any party songs on there?
Well, you know what, we have a, I don't want to give it up away too much, but we've got a surprise song on there where you're probably going to be like, wow, okay. I won't give up too much detail, but it is our arena banger, Lighters Up in the Sky. Think Summer 69. Think every single arena banger you can think of morphed into one. We needed something like that. We needed a fun song. Basically, you know, the goal here was when the time comes, and I believe it will, I want to hear an arena singing it back to me. So that's kind of what's coming down the pipeline, man.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's kind of one of my preferences, I guess, in my artists. I don't like, you know, of course, I don't want a whole album that sounds the same. I don't want an album full of party songs. I don't want an album full of just serious stuff. And I feel like some bands do get stuck in either riding one kind of way or the other way, and they're not really branching out.
Yeah. And I mean, look, like you said, our first record to this record, man, there were some growing pains. Like there was some significant growing pains. But I also think, and I think many will agree, that's when the best stuff comes out of you, right? When you're uncomfortable. Me, Billy, and John, we always try to push the envelope a bit, because we don't want to be comfortable. And I know there are bands out there that have that model. Like, man, look at AC/DC. That is the ultimate. They have the same model. It's phenomenal, man. Like, but we have our thing, but at the same time, we don't want to ever get bored, and we want to always push that envelope to make ourselves just a bit uncomfortable, because, man, amazing things happen. And I'll tell you, there were significant amounts of growing pains on this record for sure.
Speaking of the record, does it have a name? I think I may have read one somewhere.
Yeah, it's Parasite. That's the name of the record.
All right. And when are you guys thinking about a release for this? Is this a 2023 thing?
Well, here's the thing. So we're kind of in a unique situation where I think what we might do is just keep dropping singles and just keep dropping singles and ultimately release it at some point. But over the next few months and into early next year, basically everything will be out. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, man.
I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more music. I mean, the album release thing is just so weird, especially with people not actively touring all the time right now. Yeah, I guess my view is always like, if you're going to release an album, you need to be on tour to, like, you know, best time to do it is be on tour.
Absolutely, man. And you're not wrong. No, everyone loves a good party, but, you know, we're not the only ones that face challenges. You know, the truth is our record was done. Like, this album was done 2 years ago, a week before the pandemic hit. Like, we're talking end of February. We were done. So within a week, we were all jacked up, ready to go, ready to have a release set, and boom. So we have been sitting on this record for over 2 years, man. Almost pushing three now. Now, that's not to say that we stayed stagnant. We always keep ourselves busy. You know, we put together a few music videos, lots of content. So we kept going, but that's kind of the situation we were in, man. We've been sitting on this thing. So as you can imagine, we're eager, we're ready to go, we're hungry, and we want to get on the road, man.
It's probably the best. You know, I've seen other Canadian artists, you know, release music around that time, and they couldn't get out. You know, the stuff was shut down, the border was shut down, they couldn't go tour it. So definitely think it was a good idea.
Yeah, logistically speaking too, right? There's a lot of behind the scenes work, as you may know, putting these tours together. And, you know, it's tough when you put this together. It's not only us, right? We've got, you know, lighting techs, guitar techs, all the people that work behind the scenes are also affected by this. So it will happen. It's, you know, the world is slowly coming back to normal. And we're hoping to get out soon.
Well, hopefully we'll get you back in Atlanta for another show. Sounds like you liked it down here. You got it.
That's right. We need some of that Southern hospitality, man.
So speaking of shows, do you have kind of like a vocal ritual that you do, or any kind of warm-up ritual before you go on stage?
Absolutely, man. I've worked with a few fantastic vocal coaches, Lorraine Lossing being one, Mitch Seekins, who's worked with several amazing artists. For me, starting on early, I had no idea what a vocal warm-up was. I was naive. You know, I had no idea. I just went up stage and on stage and screamed and yelled. Pretty well, what I get to do is I do pretty simple vocal warm-ups. I try to keep myself relaxed. I stretch. I'm slowly starting to get into meditation and such like that. I keep things pretty simple. I really do. I can't say I have a very neurotic warm-up. And that's pretty much it, man. That's it. I listen to some of my favorite tracks to get pumped up for the show, and we go out there and kick some ass.
Now, what kind of how fragile is your voice, like during showtime and stuff like that? Are you a guy who's, you know, smoking a cigarette and taking a shot and a beer on the stage, or are you the person that drinks only water and barely says anything all day?
Oh man, I'm pretty anal when it comes to that stuff. I do a lot of vocal rest. You know, typically speaking, I after the show, I'll shake some hands and I want to see people and shake. But you know, we got to be careful. We got a job to do. We got people to see. You know, another town to go to. So I'm pretty anal about it. I don't want to say my voice is fragile by any means, but I'm not one to take a chance. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I love a cold beer after a show. But I pretty much stop it there.
I don't want to say fragile is probably the wrong word, but you know, protective of your voice.
I am, and you know what, John and Billy are also great at that for me. They put in that extra amount of work to get gear moved and such. Not to say I'm a freaking complete diva, because that's not true. I'm not a diva, but. You know how it is after shows, you want to talk to people, and I'm a social guy. I'm an extrovert. I come alive around people. So it's hard for me to finish a show full of adrenaline and run back to the bus and sit there. But it's gotta be done. It's gotta be done. Right.
So speaking of performances, real quickly, what's kind of the worst show that's come to mind that you guys have played? Maybe it was a bad performance, a bad crowd, or maybe a small crowd, or a weird venue.
I'll give you probably the worst situation. It was actually right before we were playing this Prog Power show, which was probably the biggest show we would ever play. You know, thousands of people. Biggest show I'll ever play. Before working up to that show, we did a really small leg. We did a show in New York, Chicago, Montreal kind of deal. And of course, just before I get to Atlanta, I basically have like bronchitis. Like it was terrible. That being said, I went up there. I did what I could. You know, I hate watching footage of yourself after you play, because it plays with you, right? It's just inevitable. But that was probably the roughest show I have ever had. We played like a 40-minute set, and it was probably one of the longer sets that we played. That was early on, right? But we pushed through. The fans were phenomenal. They really, really, really pushed me through it. But oh God, and I'm sure there's footage out there somewhere, but it was rough, man.
So Nick, you being Canadian all, I know you guys are a little bit different than us here in the States. What's the most Canadian thing about you?
About me, myself? Oh my goodness. I say sorry a lot. I say sorry a lot, man. That's as simple as it's going to get.
There we go. So these next questions are what we close with and ask everyone. So first question, what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Oh boy. Be patient. Be patient and learn to celebrate small victories.
Great advice. Next question. What are you drinking lately? If you don't drink alcohol, it could be anything refreshing you like to drink.
Oh man, I'm a huge beer guy. I love craft beer. I spend a lot of time in my travels trying to find microbreweries around. I'm a beer guy through and through.
Beer guy. What's a good Canadian craft beer that people should check out?
Oh my goodness. This is a loaded question. I'm going to have to like run to my fridge right now and look. Oh my goodness. There is a lot. I phenomenal. It's not in Toronto, but it's up north. They make a great IPA called Burst. It's phenomenal. Good summer beer.
What was the name of that beer again?
It's called Burst.
Burst. Okay.
Yes. Great Lakes Brewing.
Maybe we can get it down here. I'll check that out.
Oh, better yet, I come down there and we go for a beer, Mark.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. So as you know, this is Rock Down South. So what is something, or maybe a couple things that come to mind that you love about the South?
Oh, man. The South, it just, the people, man, they were so welcoming. The food, hello. I remember we went to Gladys Knight's restaurant down in Atlanta. And that was my first like true Southern, you know, I don't want to sound like cliche, but I had my first like collard greens. I had my first like true chicken and waffles. It was just phenomenal, man.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for being a part of the show today. Where can people find and connect with you guys online?
Yes, please. Everywhere. You guys can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We love talking to you guys. Shoot us a message. We'll shoot you one back. And thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. And thank you. Thanks for everyone listening.
All right. Lastly, anything on the horizon that you should want to let people know about? Any new music or music videos or anything?
Yes. Yes. As of today, come first or second week of September, we'll be dropping our second single. So keep an eye out for that. And slowly but surely, we're gonna get ourselves back out on the road, man.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I had a really great time chatting with Nick. He's a super cool guy, and I'm really digging this new single and cannot wait to hear the new album coming out in the future. So make sure to go follow Ascendia on all of their social media pages and give the latest single and music video for This War a listen. Check all our content at rockdownsouth.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest updates. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. We would really appreciate it. And as always, the views and opinions expressed by our guests are theirs and don't necessarily reflect our own. I'm Mark, and you've been listening to Rock Down South. See y'all next time.